said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. My name is Karen Watts, also known as Karen at petoftheday.com. And we have with us, of course, Joe Barber, Country Joe.
Hello, here I am, ready for Christmas.
And I understand you had someone special you wanted to say Merry Christmas to.
I did. I wanted to say hello and Merry Christmas to Mary and Tony Fourier of Orlando, Florida. Tony works a lot in Singapore and loves listening to my chicken show, which impresses me. So I wanted to say hello to Tony and hello to his wife, Mary, who doesn't go to Singapore, but she stays in Orlando. And I hope to see them very soon through the holidays.
Excellent. You know, we never know. That's the glory of doing radio, is you never know where people are going to be listening to you when you have it over the internet. And so we have with us our first guest today, Bill Wolf, and he is from a publication that existed before the internet was even capable of existing. And Bill is from the Poultry Press. Welcome to Country Joe's Chicken Show, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, we wanted to get some history on this paper. I was really impressed. This thing is almost going on 100 years old. My God, that's really impressive for a paper.
It was started back by the Delancey family back in 1914.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, what did it look like in 1914? Did you have any original papers from then? Or
there probably is some still here, because when we bought the newspaper, we bought, you know, a lot of the old ones. But, you know, as time goes on, just like with us, we all deteriorate, and newspapers are very, very bad about deteriorating unless you wrap them up really, really good in, like, brown paper or something and preserve them, because they just
right.
end up
now. How did it start out? Who started this? And you know, how was
you said it was the Delancey family? How did they get into a newspaper about chickens?
Well, back many years ago, practically everybody raised poultry, and then it got into the exhibition part of it. There used to be quite a few poultry newspapers and magazines back many years ago. And Ellis Delancey is the one that started the paper back in 1914. Then his son took it over, I don't know what year it was. And then his grandson, which is Robert Delancey, is who we purchased the paper off of back in 1986. It belonged to the Delancey family for 72 years and 8 months before we purchased it and published the first edition in August of 1986.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
That's funny that you've been doing the magazine just as precisely as long as I've been married, because that's my wedding anniversary is August 1986. How's that for funny? Now, how did you get involved in poultry in the first place and then decide to buy, or did you get involved in the newspaper side first and then decide poultry?
Well, see, there you've got a double header, because I started passing newspapers for the town I live in Connorsville, Indiana, back when I was 10 years old, and passed papers until I graduated from high school and then went to work for the local newspaper. And during that time, I used to keep chickens at home. Most of them were backyard and the bantam type, nothing that was exhibition. And then after I got out of service in 1965, I went back and got some exhibition poultry and started there, going to shows and things. There was a guy that lived here in town by the name of Virgil Carey, who passed away a year ago. That was one that got me started in exhibition poultry. He lived here in town and was a poultry judge.
Now, what kind of poultry do you show?
Yeah.
I'm curious of that.
What kind did I show?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, back when I first started, I used to have golden Seabrights and black rose combs. And then with the kind of weather we have here in Indiana, that froze their combs off a lot, so I started raising old English game bantams.
Oh, wow.
So that's
that's one thing we've talked a lot about on the show is you have to pick your breed that goes with the climate you're in.
Mm-hmm.
That is very, very true. And, you know, like with rose combs, if you freeze off the spike off of their combs, they are done for exhibition. You can't show them anymore that way. And where the old English game bantams, they don't have to have their combs on.
Okay. How many chickens do you currently have? Do you have a lot or just a few?
Probably at this point in time, probably about 250.
Wow, you're up there on chickens. That's good.
back many, many years ago, I've had raised as many as 1,800 in a year.
Wow.
And took care of them and took them to shows and stuff.
Uh-huh. Now, getting back to your paper, I was just curious. Has this paper always been in Indiana?
No, it started out, it was in York, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
it started
okay.
in 1914 until 1986. It was in York, Pennsylvania. It belonged to the three members of the Delancey family. So,
mm-hmm.
So you, when you bought it, you moved it to Indiana with you?
Yep.
Yes, we did. My wife and I went out and picked it up and brought it out here. And basically with the newspaper, it was all done by web press, which is what most newspapers are all printed on today. There's no linotypes or anything like that to do the typesetting and things. So everything now is done by computer, and that's the reason my daughter is taking it over now, because I am a do nothing with computers.
Well, it's funny. That's my side of things, in that I was in newsprint publishing for a long time, and so, you know, I was part of the transition from linotype into doing everything by computer, and I kept telling people, it's going to be so much easier when we don't have to use the linotype and, you know, type in codes and everything to make type, when you could just type it, see it, and print it. But, of course, if you're not computer literate, that doesn't make it any easier than the old linotype was.
I know what Bill's saying. You know how I'm fighting with computers here, just to stay alive. And I still haven't mastered it, Bill. So, yeah, I understand. So getting back, this just fascinates me, you know, 1914 with this paper. Was it just a local paper in Pennsylvania when this started?
No, it went out all throughout the whole United States and Canada and other countries in the world. We still send papers out there. Like I said, my daughter bought it mm-hmm. a little over 4 years ago, and she does the newspaper now. I still help her because, you know, after you've been used to working 16, 18 hours a day, you just can't go from 16, 18 hours to zero without, you know, driving crazy.
Without driving somebody? I mean, without having something to do.
Yeah.
and so you still, it goes to all over the country, countries all over the place?
Yes, it's still, we sent out, all of them have to go out by first class mail, so you have to put them in an envelope and mail them out first class. All foreign subscriptions have to be mailed out in an envelope to the respective country, and things were like, we still just put labels on top of newspapers that go out here in the United States, and then they get bundled up in sectional centers and goes to each particular sectional center then throughout different states. We just mailed the paper today for the January issue.
Excellent. You know, Joe, I'm going to do what you always hate when I do and say we're out of time for this segment. Bill, will you stick with us?
We will.
Excellent. We'll be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm a great chicken.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. all natural, manufactured in an FDA registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We are speaking with Bill Wolf from the Poultry Press, which is almost, it's 6 months away from being its 100-year anniversary.
That's got to be the oldest paper in the country.
Well, maybe it's the oldest poultry.
Poultry, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Now, when you decided to get into this business, did you have to cut back on the number of chickens you have?
No, not really. The worst thing was my first year until I got used to doing the newspaper, you know, by myself with the cut and paste and things like that and getting everything done. The birds, my exhibition birds, suffered a little bit because I couldn't take them, keep them in the same condition that I did work with them to go to shows to try to win with them. Mm-hmm. So it was a learning experience, even though I worked in a newspaper, but I just couldn't. I had to devote everything to the newspaper till I got everything going. And I had one of my good friends tell me, he says, "Well, we don't have to worry about you anymore at the shows. You don't have time to take care of your birds." So that was the only incentive that got me fired up again. And as his son told him later on in life, "You should have just kept quiet, Dad. We wouldn't be in this trouble."
Now, Bill, do you have any plans to do anything different with the paper, or are you just going to keep it just the way it is?
And what is, for someone who's never seen it, could you, before I'm interrupting, could you describe what's in the paper, whether you have a lot of ads, what the stories are about, whether it's just listings? Could you describe the paper for someone who's never seen it?
It's a newspaper devoted entirely to exhibition poultry. It's people that take their birds for exhibiting to compete against each other to find out how good their birds are. We have display advertising, just like all newspapers do, and we also have classified section. We have a judges listing and a list of judges who judge throughout the country that you can hire for your shows. We have advertising in there, advertising where the shows are, and at the various different parts of time of the year, they advertise like 3 or 4 months in advance to let people know that they got a show coming up in the near future. It's just like now with the January edition, the shows that's going to be, the first one we'll go to will be the second weekend in January, which will be at Lake City, Florida.
And the following
weekend, the next weekend will be in West Springfield, Massachusetts, at the Northeastern Poultry Congress, which is going to be hosting the national meet of the American Poultry Association.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's up in my neck of the woods. I'm up here in Massachusetts. I'm just west of Boston. So Springfield is a bit of a drive, but doable. But it's cool. It's interesting. You have events all over the place. Now, you said there are classifieds there. So if somebody is in, say, France and they get your poultry newspaper, can they easily contact and like buy things from the classifieds in your, do you run into any issues like that?
Well, it's just like any time that you ship anything overseas, if we try to bring anything like from England, Ireland, everything has to be quarantined. If you bring in live poultry and eggs, and it's, you know, with that, as you probably well know, with that avian influenza that they had there for a while, they have issues with that. So, I mean, most of the exhibition poultry people belong to the National Poultry Improvement Association, so they go to that so they can show their birds. You have to, just like here in Indiana, we take our eggs and have them tested two different times a year. I do mine in April and October so I can go to the shows. They have to be done every 180 days so you can show your birds, see if they're avian influenza free.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I didn't know that.
Me either. That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, the other question I had for you, Bill, was are you going to keep the paper the same? Is there any plans on changing it or doing anything different in the future?
That will be entirely up to my daughter since she owns it now.
Yeah.
When we took over the paper from the DeLancey family, we knew that we weren't going to change a whole lot. Anytime you make drastic changes, the people that's been a subscriber for a long time, they don't like to see a lot of change. We made some different things, changes as far as very, very slowly as we did it from 86 till my daughter took it over in 2009. And she does a lot of color work now where I didn't do that kind of stuff because she can do it with computer, you know, do the color and print colored pictures. And I think probably the issue or two that I sent to you has probably got some colored pictures in there. It is very expensive to print color, but that's one that, you know, the different changes we've had on that kind of stuff, you know, with color. But it's basically, it looks the same as it did when we purchased it in, like I said, 1986.
Wow.
And you know, chickens are chickens are still chickens after all, for 100 years.
You're saying chickens are chickens after 100 years? That means that people are people after 100 years. Everything changes.
Yes, there are changes, but you know, chickens still have feathers, and some of them have combs, and some of them don't. And there's still people who like to judge them and talk about them and show them off. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any website for people to go to that you might want to mention?
Yes, it's www.poultrypress.com.
Now, see, that's something that didn't exist 100 years ago.
Yeah, then also if you go to looking for the newspaper, you can go at info@poultrypress.com.
Well, there.
Well, that's good. So that if anybody is interested in subscribing, they can get it. And if someone is interested, if they have an event they want to advertise, or, you know, if besides Country Joe's Chicken Show, because we're every week, you know, we're not on a limited time basis. But if they have a once a year show, they want to. How far in advance should they contact you to talk about getting a listing in your paper?
If say for instance, if you're going to do a show in January, you need to advertise it at least 3 or 4 months in advance. So you would need to do it like in September, October, November, and December.
So if someone had a show coming up in like April, it's best that they start advertising in January
or even before, because you can, our printing is we have to have advertising in by the 10th of each month previous of the month, so the month for January it had to be in by December the 10th.
Wow. So, and Karen, I got to tell you this, you didn't know this, but starting this next issue, Country Joe's Chicken Show is advertised in there.
and it's already been printed, and the papers was mailed out today, so you'll be receiving that to see that your ad is in there.
Well, there. What do you think of that, Karen? See?
Excellent. Now. Well, we're combining the old technology and the new technology, and we're getting both of you into the modern age, because I'm doing this over a computer, and even if Joe doesn't like his computer, he gets to use one now, too, to do the radio show.
Yeah, and I'm struggling, Bill. I'm struggling.
I understand wholeheartedly.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. We are running out of time, and the website is poultrypress.com, and people can go there and find out mm-hmm. how to subscribe, and even if they want to advertise a show or anything. And we'll be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Talk Radio.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
She said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we have with us a returning guest, and it is Mr. Kermit Blackwood. And Joe and Kermit and I, he wanted to talk about the issue of the epidemic of people abandoning chickens.
Okay, so, that sounds fun.
And, well, you know, there's been a lot of sort of press lately, people who've gotten into having backyard chickens. And then they think, you know, they're getting to be 2 years old. They're not going to lay eggs anymore. I should just get rid of them. And they drop them off somewhere.
Uh-huh. So.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
Is it? See, I hadn't noticed that down here in Florida much. I know it's around the country. But where is that happening anywhere specifically that you know of, Kermit?
Well, you know, what I've been reading is it's happening in major, in big cities and in suburbs around these cities. And even if it isn't happening at the epidemic levels that the alarmist news wires would have us believe, it's still bad news because it enables the naysayers of chicken keeping, you know, they can, you know, use this, you know, these news reports to justify keeping chickens out of people's backyards.
Yeah, that
is true. It
certainly
is a problem.
It wouldn't take long to get a bad name that way.
Yeah, and I understand a lot of the articles I've read talk about people who, some of them may have gotten into chickens without thinking of, you know, the natural life cycle of a chicken, how long it's going to lay eggs, or they have misinformation about, well, my chicken's only going to lay eggs for 2 years, and then what do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, and I think, too, many people will get involved with chickens and suddenly realize they're not cute little chicks anymore. Maybe the kids are no longer interested in them or what have you. But a lot of times it also has to do with the manure, handling the manure and just realizing that chickens can be quite messy.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to today to talk about some different solutions. People are always, you know, waving their hands about problems, but, you know, to really get out there and be proactive about helping people make those decisions, help them make feasible decisions that can help them enjoy their chickens without having to, you know, cut mm-hmm. bait and run.
Uh-huh. Do you got any suggestions for people that, you know, for not doing this or getting into, you know, some ideas?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as Karen was touching on, there's the first issue that we read about is that people believe that their chickens are only going to lay for 4 to 6 months. And, mm-hmm. I mean, they begin to lay at 4 to 6 yep. months, and then they right. sort of shut off at 2. That's the very mm-hmm. first issue. So let's just start there.
Which is just silly, but yep. yeah, these rumors get out right. there, and it's up to us to correct them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the reasons that chickens do stop laying or start to slow down, this is a big misnomer, that it's an issue of, well, this is just the way they're bred. Really what it has to do with is the reproductive health of the hen. And what happens is we feed these really inexpensive, well, they're not as inexpensive as they used to be, but we feed these feeds that are designed for big production. Those mm-hmm. feeds were created for the battery chicken, for the, you know, for the big egg layers. And they're designed for those hens to lay 6 days a week, without pause. But they're not good for the reproductive health of the hens. And so eventually the hen, its physiology just
burns out.
Shorts out.
Yeah.
And there are real problems that chickens begin to have. They develop reproductive problems, oviduct diseases. And then, then that comes with a reproductive, a veterinarian visit, which is going to cost lots of money.
Right.
So the quick answer to that problem is to think a little bit more about how you're feeding your chickens and really think about the cycle of eggs. You know, birds lay an egg every day, or chickens. Basically what happens is, you know, that every bird lays a clutch. Mm-hmm. And chickens lay about 5 eggs in a clutch. And every day the hens ovulate in the morning, and they never, almost never, after 3 p.m. So, and this is normal daylight conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 3.5-hour moment that it takes to get the albumen, the egg white, and the shell membranes in about 20 hours for the shell. And I won't go into all the technical things, but basically the hen lays every day, and it gets a little bit further along and further along in the day until eventually it gets to 3 p.m., and she doesn't lay at that time, so she takes a day off.
Uh-huh.
But when you are feeding this hen like she's a McDonald's bird, she's going to lay every single day, and her whole body is just, you know, overtaxed because of, sort of the ways that we cheat with our feed. So the quick answer is eliminate the soy from your feed. You know, look at the ingredients in your feed. If your feed is made out of soy, there's a whole new family of soy out there that's GMO, and I'm not one of these, you know, bunny huggers that, you know, thinks the world is coming to an end over GMO. But the fact is these feeds were not available. It was not soy. This soy was not available in the food chain until very recently, and it's just terrible on the endocrine system of birds.
Mm-hmm.
So begin there, and begin to feed for the reproductive health of the bird. What
should be in feed? We know soy shouldn't be in, and now we know why. Oh. And, of course, we're running out of time for this segment. So I just got the message from our engineer that we have only 2 minutes left for this segment, so I'm not going to answer that question quite yet.
Okay.
But we know that what the bird eats matters, and it's interesting that, you know, we don't think of it as the bird's reproductive health. I think that so much of the culture has been get them to lay more, lay more, lay more, and mm-hmm. forget that this impacts the bird's whole body and whole physiology.
Sure. I mean, they're laying eggs for reproductive to perpetuate their species. They're not laying for us to eat their eggs. We get that a little twisted.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, it's not a machine mm-hmm. where you can just turn the volume up, and it's not an on-off switch either. It's a biological process that these hens are going through, and it doesn't matter whether you have a fancy show hen or a little backyard chicken you got from your neighbor, that they're mm-hmm. producing eggs the same way eggs have always been produced.
And mm-hmm. I noticed some of my chickens are afternoon layers. That is funny when you said that. I have a whole group of chickens that won't lay till after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was thinking, what's the matter with you guys?
You want eggs for your breakfast?
Do you notice that that's the same hen?
Yeah, Every day. I've got so many. I've got, you know, like 300-400 out there. But, I mean, I pick my eggs three times a day. But there's a whole group, I don't know, probably 75 or 80 chickens that'll lay after 1 o'clock.
Now, is it possible that some of the hens that, I mean, each hen is laying an egg at a different time of the day, and you just have that many hens that are at that day in the cycle that they're laying that late, but it isn't the same bird that's laying the same egg?
I can't tell. I can't tell if it's the same bird. Like I say, they're all, you know, grouped together. But definitely I got afternoon layers.
Well, you know, we are out of time for this segment. I know you hate it when I say that, but folks, we'll be right back with more Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
She said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Now, in the last segment, we started to talk, and then I interrupted them, about what should be in your feed to have a good, healthy chicken who's you're not trying to stress their reproductive system, and you know, you're going to have a healthy bird for a longer time.
Yeah, what would you suggest? That's an interesting question.
You know, what I like to do is just treat a chicken like a wild jungle fowl. Mm-hmm. So, chickens are not granivores. Finches and cardinals and those birds, they are designed to perch on the stalk of a plant and forage on a seed head. Chickens scratch in the ground.
Right.
They are root eaters and bug eaters. So the first thing to do is to stop thinking that your bird is a granivore. Mm-hmm. And you can plant things like sweet potatoes. You cook a sweet potato up, and you imagine that each hen probably has two or three girlfriends. Mm-hmm. So each of these little pods of girls should have one cooked sweet potato. And inside that sweet potato, you can grow your own Indian corn and stuff that in there. And, of course, the animal protein is absolutely critical, but that can be expensive. And there are various materials that you can grow yourself, but you can also find it. You know, you can get your husband goes out and goes fishing. You ask him to save the parts of the fish that you normally throw away. You take the time and you process the rest of that fish. Because you harvest it, you should use it. And then you have fish that you can feed once a week, so it doesn't affect the smell or the taste of your eggs. They only need that bit of animal protein consistently once a week if it's a really good source of protein. And let me just quickly say, people confuse proteins. They say, oh, I'm just going to feed it more protein. If you're increasing the amount of protein by going to a game bird pellet or whatever, all you're doing is increasing crude protein levels. But vegetable proteins are crude proteins. It takes a lot of energy for the bird to metabolize them. And some breeds are actually designed or bred to be, you know, better utilizers of those foods than others. But the point is that they need more digestible protein. So finding forms of animal protein are really critical. And most of the feeds out there simply don't have animal protein. So you have to provide it yourself. And there are a few. There are a few feeds out there that do.
Now,
and you should try to find them.
Wow.
We want all of our chickens to be able to be outside and you know, eating any bugs they come across. Are there any, you know, I'm coming at this from the, my website is petoftheday.com. I'm used to people with pet chickens and pet other animals. And they sometimes feed, like, people who own lizards and certain other creatures feed mealworms and stuff like that. Could you feed, you know, once a week, get a bunch of mealworms and throw them in for the hens to eat?
Sure, but, you know, mealworms are really kind of like French fries. You could feed your kids on French fries forever and ever, and they'd be just fine. They'd be happy, and they would love them. But really, they need a really high-quality, you know, protein that has all the amino acids. And I'm going to throw out a product. There's a whole product line, Farmer's Helper. By Resolve Sustainable Solutions. That's a soy-free feed. It's kibble, like a dog food or a cat food, so it doesn't waste. And it's the most optimal food in the market. So you might want to try that one. And you know, I did help design that feed, but I didn't do it for any other reason than I needed a solution that was sustainable. So
that's the name of it, Farmer's Helper.
It's kind of expensive. It's called Farmer's Helper.
Okay.
And it's made by CNS Products, who make probably the most, you've seen their wild bird products everywhere. They're a very successful company.
Okay.
And so they make this whole line of chicken products that are very helpful for the man. And it's actually for pet chickens. I mean, it's for the small farmer, of course, but those things are designed to help manage the manure so that you have less manure and drier, more manageable manure. There's, you know, zeolite and what have you in the feed. And, you know, just an improved the ingredients in the formulation are designed for a healthy reproductive system.
And now one better of the food, things better you just touched on was the manure quantity and quality of the manure, you know, drier manure. And how... I understand, you know, what you eat affects how you poop, to put it
absolutely.
Hey, to put it in terms of 4-year-old,
one of the things that I came to learn as an intern many years ago at the zoo. I worked at the Bronx Zoo for a few years as a curatorial intern, and we had problems with all these pheasants. They weren't reproducing anymore, and they were, you know, subtropical birds. And we started looking at their manure. And looking at the amino acid profiles, which is when you burn off the stuff and look at what's in the poop from what they've eaten. And we were finding that upwards of 40% of this protein, which was all based in soy, was being pooped out without being digested. So when you have really wet, soppy poop that smells really bad, you're looking at a bird that's not really utilizing their food very well. And you think that those bags of feed are inexpensive, but they just have to eat constantly in order to meet their nutritional requirements. So if you move over to a good scratch grain, I personally like the Countryside Organics. They have the best scratch in the market. But if you just have a few birds in the backyard, you can go for finch seed, budgie seed. The smaller the seed, the bigger the pack, you know, of vitamins and oils that are volatile and active. But, you know, really get yourself a really good quality scratch that slows down the rate of digestion so that the birds can actually utilize more of the nutrients that they've consumed. And it helps dry up the poop. They should only be pooping out what they haven't digested.
Well, that's interesting. You know, that's an issue that we run into with dogs all the time. People talk about the fact that once they changed their dog's food, of course, the poop changed and the quantity changed. And people who went from feeding, you know, the cheapest food they could get to better quality food noticed that the I'm talking dogs only because it's more noticeable, the size and quantity.
Because you have to pick it up. You have to walk around behind your dog. Confuse support there.
Now, getting back, I do know some people that do mix wild bird feed in with their chicken feed. And I never thought either way until now. Is this a good thing? Apparently, it sounds
like it. It is. I mean, if you have a good supplement, and, you know, again, I have to go to the ultra kibble because that's what I use, but there may be others that I'm not particularly well aware of yet. But, you know, you mix them at a certain ratio. So the idea is that, you know, what I would use is oats. Oats are my favorite filler, and it's there for satiation so the birds feel full. And then I will add whatever is inexpensive at the moment. It might be black seed sunflowers. That's often something I'll use in the winter. But I might move to millet in the summer. You know, there's you know, a couple of different grains. If I'm just using this for a couple of very rare heirloom heritage breeds, then I'll go down and I'll go to the pet store and I'll get a good finch seed, and I will use that as the, you know, the basic, you know, the basics with oats. But 50-50 oats and this cage bird seed. Because I can afford to do that for two chickens.
Wow.
So we are running out of time for this segment, and I know Joe has more questions.
Well, I'm thinking about mixing some of this stuff. I got to ask you about this after.
That's right. Okay.
But you'd like to touch on fiber.
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen, we're running out of time for this segment. Right back with more Country Joe's Chicken Show.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 national nutrition awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
She's said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Plus Pet Talk Radio. And, you know, before we get back into it, because these gentlemen can just talk till the chickens are all home roosting and everything is quiet for the night. And I want to get this in. If you're listening to the show and you want to find us online and have any questions for us, you can go to All Paws Pet Talk Radio, allpawspettalk.com. There's a form right there on the homepage. But if you want to listen to past issues of the show, you can go to countryjoeschickenshow.com. And so either place, you can find the show. And on All Paws Pet Talk, you can ask any questions. And if it's a question about chickens, it'll go to Joe. If it's a question about, computer stuff or websites or how to nominate your pet for Pet of the Day, it'll go to me. And so now, guys, we could get back into chicken feed, what you feed them, how it matters, and what you should feed them, and all that stuff I know you're itching to talk about.
Well, okay, I wanted to start in here, Kermit. I was thinking about getting off from grains and going to this fodder where you use barley and oats, where you water it, and within 7 to 10 days you have a full high-protein fodder. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that, I'm sure, right?
I'm sure, and I've seen it with pigs done very, very successfully.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about doing.
A great thing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking about doing myself, is buying organic seed and turning it into fodder and feeding it. And is there any suggestions for that?
Well, I don't know specifically about the fodder because I haven't had experience doing it other than turning the chickens loose and letting them do what they do. But I think a lot about the sustainability and people that are off the grid, people that are trying to feed their families and doing it sustainably, that they can afford to do this. And planting a garden for your chickens is really important. So plant lots of sweet potatoes. Plant lots of pumpkins. There's a whole list of plants. And what I'll do is I'll send some to you, and maybe people can find them on your website.
Yes.
But there's
yes,
a whole
yes.
garden that you can plant, and it's a seasonal garden, so that your birds are just moving through the calendar year on an appropriate amount of food. Mm-hmm. And let's remember, chickens can live on nothing. It's like I'll get emails from people and they'll be like, oh, I gave it this and that. What, should I put some more in there? It's like, what are you doing? You're not feeding a pot-bellied pig here.
Yeah.
Right. And one of the things you mentioned while we were on the break that our listeners didn't get to hear is about people who leave food out and just put a bunch of food in the hopper and leave it.
That's a really poor practice. And it really costs you a lot of money, and it creates a disease vector. Because these soft feeds, these mashes and pellets, they disintegrate in ambient moisture. They disintegrate as the bird pecks at it. They rub it into their feathers. It mixes with feather dander. It mixes with fecal material. That creates a mycoplasma. That's why chicken houses smell bad. That is a bacterial arsenal. Called poultry smut, actually. And that's where the sinusitis and the upper respiratory infections come from. Different topic, obviously.
Very good, yeah.
But when you leave your feed out, you're wasting, and you're attracting rodents and what have you. So you should put out your feed, and you should only put out as much as they can eat in about 30 to 45 minutes, maybe an hour if you're really, kind of clingy with your children there. But don't leave food out all day. Mm. But what you can leave out all day, which is also food, so I'm kind of, contradicting myself, is lots of celery, lots of kale, very fibrous plants, and you can put them in a big box and weigh the box down, and so they all have like this garden that they're chewing at, and they just keep themselves super busy. And you can also keep dry leaves under them so that they're always digging and scratching and eating those leaves.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Yeah.
Now, when you feed your, how do you feed your chickens, Joe? I know you have how many hundred now?
Yeah, well, right now I'm down to around 450, right in that area right now. But I do have the hoppers. But the way that I do it is just the way Kermit was suggesting. I figure each chicken is going to eat 4 ounces a day, and that's what I put in the hoppers. And they'll usually eat it within 20 minutes. It's gone. And then I do supplement them with the greens. I have a farmer up the road that grows all – vegetables and whatnot, and he brings them down to me, the ones that he doesn't sell, so I supplement all my chickens with that.
And you were, when we were starting out this topic, you talked about oats to fill up, and then, so what percentage of oats would you mix with what percentage of other good ingredients?
A 1-to-10 ratio if it's ultra kibble. But wait, you would use maybe set for your dry grain mixture, oats would only be a part of it because they're not very high in energy. So you'd want to make sure that you have something like sunflower seeds that you've grown yourself, mm-hmm. You know, if you can't buy some, so that you increase the energy. So it would be 75% oats to 25% sunflower seeds to, you know, the remaining is ultra kibble. So it's a 1-to-10 ratio, ultra kibble to the dry grain mixture. One part kibble, 10 parts dry grain. Now, if you were using a lay pellet, and that's what you want to stick with, even if it has the soy in it, so be it, you would want to do probably 50-50. Because,
okay,
yeah,
that sounds
not
good.
That much nutrient.
All right, so black sunflower seed.
Yes, black sunflower seeds. But they're not, you know, super nutritious. So, you know, just remember that you do have to find that the digestible protein.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. The black sunflowers for the energy. I know we always, for feeding the wild birds, we had one mm-hmm. whole barrel of sunflower seed and then the other mm-hmm. seeds for the mm-hmm. littler birds. And I always thought of the sunflower seeds as like the treat because some birds really love them.
Mm-hmm. They really do. And something to think about, too, with laying chickens is that, you know, that egg yolk is a cell. It's one cell.
Right.
And it's built out of the nutrients that we feed the bird. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so much so, you know, we always hear you are what you eat. Well, your chickens and your chickens' eggs are what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's interesting that you were talking about the, you know, all the soy coming out in the poop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and imagine that you're giving it to your kids.
Right.
They're eating those eggs every day. And so if it's a GMO soy, it's been being sprayed with herbicide since the day it sprouted. So it's, you know, that herbicide is in the cellular material. And then it goes on to it creating its own insecticide, this latest family of soys. And it's creating its own insecticide. So who knows what that does to the embryo as it develops. And then if you're going to turn around and feed that to your chickens every single day of their lives, that's bad enough, but then you're going to feed it to your toddler.
Yeah.
A nice lady wrote on the backyard on Facebook, there's a backyard chicken group. It's not associated with a backyard chicken forum, though. It's its own deal. And a nice lady wrote on there and said, you know, I'm holding my toddler, my grandchild. It's a toddler, and I don't want to feed my baby these eggs made out of soy. And, you know, one of the best things for a brand new, you know, baby that's eating, you know, human food versus baby mm-hmm. food is, you know, a soft-boiled egg yolk. So mm-hmm. it's just something to keep in mind.
Right. You know, Joe is going to wince when I say this, but we are running out of time for this week.
Wow, Kermit, we're definitely going to have you back because I've got tons and tons of questions I'm writing down here. and I don't know about everybody else, but it sure is going to help me.
I would really, really love to do that. I love this program, and I just love that everybody is back to raising chickens again, like back in the, there's been different periods in American history where this has been a really important part of our culture. And uh-huh. it's so wonderful that we have it back. But we need to have informed people, you know,
yes,
involved
informed
in the dialogue
and responsible
about it. Not to say
people.
That I'm any kind of an expert. I'm learning all the time. There's a lot of idiots out there that are telling people the most ridiculous things.
And well, the best people I know do learn all the time, every day of their lives. Folks, we are out of time, and I want to thank you all for being with us. And Joe, do you want to say it with me? We'll be back next week for more, and
may the flock
be with you.
And we'll-